It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Celeste Headlee is a public radio veteran. She co-hosted the daily news show The Takeaway, has guest-hosted Weekend All Things Considered and Tell Me More, and covered the Midwest for NPR. Her experience reporting on the Midwest is an important part of her latest project called Middle Ground, and she joins us by phone to talk about it. Celeste Headlee, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Glad to be here.
Tell us about your latest public radio project.
Well, it's essentially a show that will cover only the states in between California and the Eastern Seaboard. And before you say it, I know that technically Pennsylvania is considered to be part of the Eastern Seaboard, but we're kind of drawing outside the lines on the map a tiny bit to catch Pittsburgh, because you cannot separate Pittsburgh from the rest of the middle of the country. It's part of the Rust Belt. It's part of the Blue Belt. I mean, it's definitely a middle type of city, and it has the same essential problem that we've recognized in other areas of the middle of the country, which is that it either gets not enough national coverage or the national coverage that it gets is stereotypical and not very good.
So what inspired Middle Ground?
You know, I started my public radio career reporting out of Arizona, and it became really clear when I started reporting from Detroit. And what I noticed is that it was very hard to get local stories on the national air unless they were about crime, severe weather, or it was a presidential election year. And the stories that I did get on very often, they followed a certain storyline, which is that they needed to follow the basic assumptions that people had about that area. You know, these are just not the kind of stories, while they're important and while they all have enough truth in them to be credible, they're not the kind of stories that really help you understand these places. You don't understand Iowa by talking to farmers. That just feeds into this idea that Iowa's full of farmers who watch corn grow. And it's the same thing as trying to understand Pittsburgh by talking to a retired steel worker. They're part of the storyline that most of us know about these places, but it doesn't help us understand those cities, those issues, and it doesn't help us get to know our fellow Americans any better than we already know them.
And are you getting the sense from people in the Midwest? You hear some of them refer to the Midwest as flyover country, which speaks to this idea that we're being ignored. Are you getting that from people who live there?
You know, I hate that phrase, and I use it all the time because it's something people recognize. You know, the fact that flyover country is how so many people refer to that area just points to the real problem. I was talking to one of the business editors here at NPR, and she said, you know, I never thought about it, but we have a whole bunch of business reporters. We have several in New York. We have most of them here in D.C. We have a bunch out in L.A., and then we have a couple up in San Francisco. And it just occurred to me that there's a lot of space in between where there's business actually going on. And that's the thing, is we're talking about more than 1,000 miles of space. There's important, serious issues. There's issues of race and identity. There's issues, for example, gun ownership, that have nothing to do with some of these arguments between pundits that we so often see it portrayed on CNN as. And there's issues having to do with, say, manufacturing, that have nothing to do with a bunch of disgruntled, out-of-work auto workers, however it's so often portrayed. I mean, these are complicated, nuanced issues that are part of what makes us all Americans. And it's really distressing to me that there's so little is known and understood about them.
We're talking with public radio veteran Celeste Headlee about her new show called Middle Ground. Celeste, why do you suppose that the networks, and in this case NPR, haven't come up with a national news show focused on the middle of the country?
That's a great question. And I think one of the most common responses I get when I talk to people is, I can't believe that hasn't been done already. News is a very expensive business. Why hasn't NPR or PRI done it? NPR used to have bureaus in Chicago and St. Louis. Don Gagne, who's now, you know, the White House correspondent, used to be based in Detroit. But it became a problem of, quite frankly, funding. I mean, they closed those down in the early 2000s when they started to have problems with the budget. News gathering is expensive, and you have to make it a priority. And I think they succeed in a way that other networks do not, to cover the entire country and cover it in an intensive and an understanding way. But you really have to get out there to those places. You really have to talk to the local reporters and count on the local reporters to know their own beat.
And in the context of how you just addressed funding issues, Kickstarter and crowdsourcing have become the new norm when it comes to getting projects off the ground. Why did you choose this route?
I chose this route somewhat idealistically. I knew I wanted to go outside of the network model. In other words, your standard way of getting a show on the air is you come up with an idea, you write out a proposal, you perhaps make a short pilot, you take it to a large entity and you go to the executives and say, listen to this, here's my idea, do you want to launch it? And you keep having those meetings over and over again until you either give up or somebody says, hey, that's a great idea, we will pay for the launch. I wanted to do something outside of that strategy, and I didn't want to have to go to one of these large stations or the networks and say, hey, let's invest in this thing that I think you're not doing so well. And I also thought, you know, this is public radio. What better way to fund a brand new show in 2013 than to go directly to the public? Kickstarter has been a very successful fundraising platform for a number of different things. My friend Anne-Marie Seabook funded her podcast, Decode DC, through Kickstarter. I would say I'm not sure that Kickstarter, as of yet, the best way to fund news shows. I know that Ira Glass just recently said he thinks Kickstarter is the future for public radio. I don't think we're quite there yet, but I think it's a really great start. I think that the start that we have is great, and I do think eventually it will be the future. We're just not quite at that goalpost.
And by doing it this way, does that give you a little more freedom, a little more control over what you're doing than if you were beholden to the network or some other funding entity?
Yeah, I get to choose my team. I am completely in charge of hiring and recruiting. I get to choose the direction of the show. I want to focus on two things. I want to focus on stories and voices we don't normally hear. And two, I really want to focus on diversity. I want public radio to really sound exactly like the country sounds. And the country is much more diverse than most of our news, not just public radio, but all of our news, which heavily tends towards white male. There's nothing wrong with white males, but they don't make up the vast majority of the population in the United States. I want this show to better reflect the diversity of voices that we have in the country.
So tell us about the team of public radio professionals that you have assembled to work on this program.
We have a lot of people who really care and are enthusiastic and have been working in public radio for a very long time.
And tell us about some of the stories that the show will feature.
The great thing about this show is that we have a problem of having too much content to pick from. There's so many great stories. I mean, really, it's the best problem you could possibly have. And the things going on in the Midwest are exactly the same as they're going on anywhere else, but there are ways that we never heard them. There's a lot of stories in the Midwest about the way that our families are constructed. There's some very nuanced stories about faith, about employment. This is where the real battle for union labor, for example, workers' rights, is going on. There's a lot of really interesting race stories going on. There's the busing controversy in Ohio right now that's gotten almost no play whatsoever. There's some really innovative things going on with fire prevention and fire prediction, especially in Colorado, that's happening, especially when it comes to climate change, where there some of them are developing a system that's a little bit close to the way that we predict earthquakes. So there's a ton of stories going on, and once you take out all of the pundits, once you get rid of all that, there's a lot of space to get some really great, interesting conversations from voices you don't hear anywhere else.
The name of the program is Middle Ground, created and hosted by public radio veteran Celeste Headley. Celeste, good luck with the show. Thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.